To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's artistic offering comes to us from our friend in Manchester, England, Philip Hand, who shared this bridge over troubled waters back in March with a poem of fond remembrance of his departed mother that I have no other choice but to share. Philip wrote, "Beautiful Mother. Beautiful Mother of the morning, from love's first breath, life's dawning. Love embracing innocence, face to face in perfect unity, the way mother and child are meant to be. Thank you for having me. I'd be nothing without you. Even though you are not here, my love will reach the stars. Sweet memories I cherish forever deep within my heart." I just love this process of writing that the Lord has put me on with this blog, because I literally don't know where the Lord will take me and what will have to be said from day to day. It's Thursday, so this morning I was looking for a photo of a pathway on my phone that I could use to represent the pathway of Christian discipleship, to encourage my friends to walk in the Spirit, as I do on the fourth workday of each week, because I traditionally would lead or teach on Thursday nights. That's my habit. That's what I do. I share pathways on Thursday to encourage people to seek the Lord and to follow Him with their lives. But I'm on vacation this week, so I didn't feel pressed for time and went back a little further in my photo archive to try to find something when I came across Philip's drawing. I liked it, and since I had it had a bridge in it, I decided that was enough of a pathway to satisfy my Thursday criteria. And as I examined his work, I tried to make sense of it. I knew it was a bridge and most likely a stream, but the shape of the water resembled a brooding, mountainous Jabba the Hutt-like face. And I thought, bridge over troubled water. Perfect. So I figure I had enough and should go to Philip's page to see the origin, to discover his beautiful poem reflecting a troubled but loving heart paying tribute to his departed mother. And then I decided to look at the lyrics to Paul Simon's song and discovered that the phrase "bridge over troubled waters" was inspired by Simon listening to the Southern gospel group Swan Silvertone's 1959 song "Oh Mary, Don't You Weep," in which one particular line rang out to Simon, "I'll be your bridge over deep water if you trust in my name," which helped Simon finish "Bridge Over Troubled Water" and its more gospel elements. Although rather vague, our Heavenly Father's care and concern for us and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ can be easily imagined in Simon's lyrics, which say, "When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I will take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down." If you didn't know it, Simon's song was written in 1969 when America was in a state. Vietnam was in motion, Richard Nixon was president, and the country was still coping with the loss of Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy, who were both assassinated in 68. "Bridge Over Troubled Water" spoke to the turmoil of the times and continues to adapt to more recent times, used as an uplifting anthem around more tragic events. So what do I do with all this? I think our times continue to be pretty troubled. I don't think the reality of continuous tragedies or the media's penchant for highlighting them will allow us to imagine our times as anything but troubled. Whether it's the perceived trouble in our country. Wow, that was something. My painting fell off the wall. I think the enemy doesn't want me to deliver this message. But here we go. We're bringing it. Whether it's the perceived trouble in our country or very personal pain, trials and tribulation in our presence or in our past, we could easily admit to some troubled waters in our lives. So I guess the question is, will you take that bridge over the troubled waters? Will you accept the comfort and presence of the Lord in your life when times get rough, when friends can't be found, when darkness comes and pain is all around? Will you move on from the apron strings of your earthly mother and take the path that was laid down for you by Jesus that leads to your heavenly Father? I can only assume that all of this is coming to me this morning because God wants us to know that He knows our heartaches and He knows the trouble in our lives. And He wants us to know that He will never leave us or forsake us, and He is inviting us to walk with Him and that He will carry us over the troubled waters in our lives. So brother and sister, let's go, man. Let's take that bridge and let's keep walking and talking with God until we discover the meaning, purpose, and the peace that He has for us. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 93:4, and it says, "But mightier than the violent raging of the seas, mightier than the breakers on the shore, the Lord above is mightier than these." Today's verse tells us that the Lord above is mightier than the violent raging seas and the breakers on the shore. Okay, I can't make this stuff up. Is it any wonder why I continually encourage others to walk in the Spirit? So I just happened to write about troubled waters, and this is the verse of the day, violent raging of the seas. I'd say that qualifies as troubled waters. But what does this verse tell us? It tells us the Lord above is mightier than these. We should never forget that when we put our faith in Christ, our lives are saved, and we have the mightiest ally imaginable to help us through this life and to overcome or to endure whatever storms or waves that this world broken by sin has to offer. So be encouraged. The Lord is with us, and He is more than mighty enough to see us through. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from Clinton Arnold's Powers of Darkness. And today's section that we're sharing from chapter 14 is called The Issue of Responsibility. And in that section, Clinton Arnold's asks the question, addresses the question of the devil making me do it. So if you want to see what he has to say in the short section of his book, go to mtforchrist.org and you'll find it at the end of today's blog post. It is Thursday, guys, so I would remind you, as much as I encourage people to walk in the Spirit on Thursdays, traditionally it has also been a time of demonic influence, as I've seen people walk away from recovery, I've seen people get in car accidents, have medical crises, and, I've even seen families that were involved with our ministers lose loved ones to murder on Thursdays. So, that you could say, oh, that's a coincidence. These things would happen any other day of the week. And they do. So we have to be careful every day. But it is Thursday. And sometimes spiritually, for me, it's really, I try to encourage people to walk in the Spirit every day. But I literally share a pathway on Thursdays to tell people to walk in their faith. I've often been accosted by the enemy on Thursdays because of the continual testimony I give. Sometimes I'll just forget. I'll start off encouraging people in the Lord, and by the end of the day, I'm overcome by problems or whatever. And then I'll remind myself, oh, it's Thursday. No wonder why all this bad stuff's happening. And then I'll remember who I am in Christ, thank the Lord, and move ahead. So That's good advice, if you didn't know, for any day, any troubled waters that you're walking over or through. Just stop and remember who you are in Christ. Remember your Heavenly Father loves you. In this life, we will have trouble, but Christ overcame the world. And when we put our faith in Him, we're joined to Him in His death and His resurrection. That means our old man is dead and our new life has begun. And we can leave the things behind that troubled us in the past, and we can overcome the things that are in our present to cross that bridge, to go into the new life that Christ has for us. And it's a good way to go. And it's not a lonely road. It can be lonely at times, but if we remember the Lord is with us, we're really never alone anymore. And, you know, no matter how we go or if we step off the path or whatever, He's always there to encourage us to keep going, to keep following Him, and to see what He has for us in the days ahead. So we should never lose our hope, because the Lord is with us, and He is good, and He is working all things together for good. For those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, I can assure you that if you're listening to this podcast, the Lord loves you. He brought you to hear this message today, and He wants you to keep following Him, and that He will help you. He's giving the assurance of His help always in His Word. You know that He is with us, and you know from beginning to end, Scripture points to the fact that when we turn to Him and follow His ways, the Lord will accept us and welcome us into a new life that just happens to last forever. So keep walking and talking with God, as I say. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, and you need some instruction, well, I tried to give some in the past, and I tried to give some in the present. I'm not currently teaching tonight, but I did record all of the classes I've taught in the past, in 2021 anyway, on the podcast. So if you wanted to check out some spiritual, you know, encouragement and teaching, I did classes for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ, all from Dr. Neil Anderson and Freedom in Christ Ministries. They just all happen to be based on the Word of God and help us to apply our faith to our lives, to experience our freedom in Christ, and to walk in victory. So check them out. They're on the podcast and they're on YouTube. So all those teachings are available to you. And also I would encourage you to read that Word. How are we going to find out that God is mightier than the waves unless we read it in His Word? It'll attest to the truth of who God is and who we are in Christ. So we encourage Bible study. I read Judges and Proverbs today. Not the whole book, just a couple chapters. You know, they fill us with spiritual truth and remind us of who we are as Christians. You know, hey, I'm reading the Bible. I must really be a Christian. How about that? The Lord's Word transforms our mind, you know, and changes us into the person God wants us to be. So I encourage you to do that. We encourage Bible study by sharing our Bible study discussions that we do once a week with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. You can find those on our podcast and YouTube channel under Bible Study with the Sincottis. Well, today is Thursday. I'm currently working on my Bonhoeffer class at a snail's pace. But, you know, in truth, I just got to stay 1 week ahead of the game. I'm going to try to press in and to, you know, get a little further ahead than 1 week. I got 2 weeks before the class begins, so we'll see what that's like. We'll have that to share, no matter what it is, on our podcast and our YouTube channel in the weeks ahead. I'm thrilled. I announced yesterday I'm thrilled that my Freedom in Christ class for Freedom in Christ Ministries that I'll meet on Tuesday is full. And I just ask for everyone to pray for the people that have signed up, that they would persevere and come to class. It's one thing to sign up. It's another thing to actually show up. And to keep showing up. And, you know, that's my basic instruction for life, too, in terms of your faith. You know, I guess, you know, you made the promise to follow the Lord when He accepted Him as your Lord and Savior. Now it's time to show up and keep showing up and keep going where he leads us, because that's the value of our faith, that we get to live it out and that we get to grow into the person that we are. We are new creations in Christ, and we want to look any different from who we were before. The way we get there is following the Lord, applying his wisdom as a disciple, right? The student takes his teaching, his master's teachings, and applies it to his life. So be a disciple of Christ. Don't just be a believer. Be a follower of Jesus. And I can attest it's a good thing to do. I love the birds this morning. I don't know if you guys can hear that. I think it's just blessings from the Lord. Anyway, that's about all I have to say, because I am enjoying my vacation. And I think I've said enough. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we just thank you so much for the life you've given us through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the bridge that he laid himself down for us, Lord, that we would be able to rise up over the troubled waters in our lives and receive all the things that you have for us, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the people listening today. We pray for you to bless them, to let your divine favor go with them throughout their day. Lord, we come alongside their prayer request, and we ask you to, fulfill what they're asking and lead them into who they want to be in Christ. Encourage them along the way, Lord. Lord, we pray for you to open our eyes today to all the things you want us to see, and lead us into the things that you would have us do. And Lord, let us not forget who we are as your adopted children, and that no matter what happens, good, bad, or ugly, we are safe and secure in your kingdom forever and ever. Lord, we thank you, we love you, we praise you, and we pray all these things in the very mighty name of Jesus. Amen.